Let's pick up Lisa in Miami. She's got a two-year-old, and the two-year-old's got some cavities. Is that right?
Yes, doctor.
Okay, well, that's not fun. So, you know, I was fortunate enough to raise two children that never saw a day sick in bed and never had a cavity. And, boy, are they struggling with their kids to make sure the same thing happens. So the number one thing I'd be doing right away is to be sure that this two-year-old has adequate salt. So I'd be giving the child at least probably about a third of a teaspoon to half a teaspoon of pink salt or an air-dried sea salt.
I've been doing that.
Okay, good. That should help. Also, there'll be an enzyme available again very shortly, alpha-transglucosidase. And this has been shown in Japan to be extremely helpful in preventing these problems. So that should be back at us in another 30 days or so, and I think it tastes good. It tastes like candy. Alpha-transglucosidase is a sugar. So it resets housekeeping in the mouth, and it's kind of hard for the little bugs to get food. Isn't that a heartbreak in the mouth? And, boy, does that work nicely. I think you'll like that. And I would say the other thing that I would do right away is start checking the first morning urine or diaper or whatever for the baby.
How would you check the diaper? Because I can't get him to pee in a cup yet.
No, you can just, when the diaper is soaked, you can squeeze a few drops out and let it drip onto the strip of pH paper. And you're looking to get the paper to turn to a green color, which would be a pH between 6.4 and 7.0. Normally, the child will either be blue in this case, which is super low in minerals, and what will have to happen is it'll go way back to yellow and then gradually build itself back up to green. If the child is yellow, it's not as bad as blue, and what we want to start doing is mix a little bit of coral into the child's food, maybe an eighth of a teaspoon, quarter of a teaspoon maximum, and often within a matter of 2-3 days you see the pH is back up. This also should be a big boost forward in dealing with the issue of the tooth decay, okay?
Doctor, is it possible to treat these cavities without having to have fillings and get sedated?
Well, I'll tell you, at 2 years of age, I couldn't in good conscience recommend any dental work there. I don't care what the state of the teeth are because they are first teeth. And the restorative materials, in my opinion, are extremely dangerous. The typical pediatric dentists are going to be using mercury amalgams that somehow they are able to call silver fillings without the Federal Trade Commission doing their job of false advertising prosecution. I don't know how they get away with that, but they do. That's step one. And then the second thing, if the tooth erodes way down, they're going to want to put a stainless steel crown on them. Wow. The child would be better without the tooth.
So if the cavity gets worse, then the worst that would happen is he would lose the tooth.
Exactly.
It would just get pulled out.
So, yep. And what I would suggest is that you work on this pH, and Lord willing, it stops the decay, and make sure he's got the salt, and hopefully this halts the decay. If not, then I'd be going for this this enzyme, which will certainly help him, but it may be a while before you can get a hold of it, okay? Those are the couple things I would do as fast as you can. Now, if you give him coral and his pH won't budge, we may have an issue at the kidney or at the parathyroid. Now what I'd recommend is you take him to a QRA practitioner and find out why, because those two guys can prevent the body from being able to use minerals the way it should in order to rebuild and grow. So that could be an issue. Okay, Lisa?
Okay.
Okay, don't be discouraged. This is, in a month or so, you'll have something wonderful that really, really helps. Okay?
All righty. Thank you, Doc.
You're welcome. Bye now.